Centerville Trails Committee, 8:02 p.m. Thursday, March 12th.
And,
Bruce Cox, Centerville Parks Director.
Jacqueline Black. Shaylin.
Alan Phelps.
Brandon Federico.
Mark Pearson.
And let's see if there's anything else we need to go through. So we need to approve the minutes from our last meeting. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve those minutes?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Anybody want to second
it?
Thank you. Okay, I think that's it. We can just jump into the agenda.
Yeah, no further discussion. Go ahead.
Let me pull that up.
You send that agenda out.
It comes from Jennifer, and then it's the civic clerk email. Is there a way to connect to that TV? I've got the proposal for the.
It is just USB-C.
See that?
Can we get a little bigger? I think I have wine. Do you want this?
Yeah, I did put that in. So, okay, I'll walk up and
put it. Okay, thank you.
Whoa.
Even better.
I have old person eyes now.
Yes.
Okay, so we should probably. I know that there's a lot of emails that were going out back and forth over the last probably 2 weeks. We had some good discussions with
Jeff Euler.
Jeff Euler. And then we had a good discussion the day after with Troy. And hopefully everyone was able to read the emails and stuff because there was quite a bit of information in there. The biggest thing, biggest takeaway from the meeting with Jeff Euler was that the county was willing to like jump in and help us out with the restrooms and stuff. The restrooms, the infrastructure, that's our biggest hurdle for getting anything moving forward with the Forest Service. So if the Forest Service saw that we were able to make that dual creek trailhead, whatever, and got some restrooms up there, then they would be like, okay, now you've got the infrastructure in place. Now we can start talking about additional trails.
So they need to be built, like restrooms and all of that needs to be built, or is it enough to just say?
It's probably enough to say it's in the works.
Yeah, like if we could show that we had some approvals,
mm-hmm.
like if we had like a budget that was set, if we had that approved by city council and stuff, I think at that point we could have some further discussions with Lindsay and continue to move forward.
The problem is that there's a lot of user paths and only two true trails that show up on the Forest Service maps. Maybe actually one. Creek has a number. The only one that actually has a trail number, I think, is Parish Creek. So in order to get those semi-officialized and any further trails proposed, because we need to propose them all at once, then we need bathrooms. That's
yep.
The big thing. Bathrooms and parking.
Yeah.
and we need city buy-in. But if we move forward with restrooms, it would show city buy-in and county buy-in, which is probably a dynamic duo.
And Jeff was, I mean, I think that Jeff probably saw my chin hit my keyboard when he was like, oh yeah, the county, we'd go in on half for sure. Because it is BST adjacent. And he says, hey, I've got funds set aside, you know, we can make that work. So I think that the county would be able to move pretty quick on getting that approval process taken care of. So that was a big win. Anyway, the day after we met with Jeff, we had a call with Troy. And just so you're aware, Troy does like... he works for a construction company that does like infrastructure for different trailheads. So if you've been down to the new trail network down at, where did we race last fall in the...
Like Harriman?
Yeah. So that new trail work that was...
Butters Canyon?
Yeah.
Butterfield.
Butterfield, yeah, right there. And if you remember at the race venue, all the parking that wasn't paved. Was there some paved?
It was graded. I don't know if it was paved.
Porta-potties. I don't remember
them being. There was some restrooms there. But anyway, Troy's company, he did that, and they do other trail stuff as well. So it was kind of funny how I ran into him, but that's another story. So we reached out to Troy, had a good conversation with him, and he was able to put this proposal together. So anyway... wanted to just go through the proposal tonight, and so everyone can kind of see what we're looking at. I did reach out to Mike Smith. We did find that there's water that's right at that tank, just below the Dual Creek trailhead. So if we did want to get water to the trailhead, it's not that big of a deal to get it up there. Sewer, on the other hand, is like... it's probably not going to happen because it is so far away. I think it's down on, is that 850 East?
Island View Drive, probably.
Yeah, Island View Drive.
Yeah.
So
Troy's recommendation was pit vault.
Yeah. So I think that's probably the way to go. What else was there?
With Troy?
With Troy. So going through the proposal... let's just scroll down and we can kind of look at the numbers. So there was, we asked him to just kind of give us some line item pricing so we kind of knew, this is kind of a la carte. So it's not like, oh yeah, we have to do everything that he's got listed on here. We could minimize it. So we could go up there, we could grade that area and just put in the pit vault toilets. And I think that the Forest Service at that point might be okay with that. Jeff might not be okay with that because Jeff was really wanting to make sure that it was, you know, paved, it had lights, and the lights really wouldn't be that big of a deal. We could do like some small solar system with a few panels mounted on there and some batteries to keep everything operational up there.
All the site lighting at the community park, they're each has their own solar panel. They're all
self-contained, right?
Yeah. They're all, each has their own battery, their own solar panel. And they just come on with a photocell and go off. And we haven't got it all worked out, but it has a controller where we can even program it too if we want it to only be so bright or to only go for so many hours or to be on or off in different times. But we are now, they're just at full brightness anytime the photocell gets triggered.
Oh, cool.
And they're supposed to run for up to three nights without any sunlight charging. So if you have an inversion or something, they can go for like 3 days of still working all night long for 3 nights without any charging. So they're pretty efficient, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff's big thing was definitely pavement, gutters, parking. I love how big he thinks, 60 to 80 stalls. Which, if you look, it sounds huge. And then you think about how many cars are up there on a Saturday or Sunday, and I've seen at least 40.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like that lot will be packed.
I've never been up there at that time.
Yeah, that lot will be packed. You'll have ATV drivers plus hikers. Mm-hmm. It's So I think
this weekend, big one, good weather. Yeah. Everyone's.
There was probably 10 out there today when I went by.
And so because of that.
I don't know that you want to have encouraged nighttime activity. Maybe you don't want to light
no,
it up.
No, but he's more but, safety. Okay, so.
Just some security lighting.
It was for safety. So I talked to one of the guys at Kaysville City, and I was just talking to him about like vandalism and everything at the wilderness trailhead. And he said, because it's lit and because those doors have the auto locks, because I was wanting to make sure that, you know, I was like, what's the maintenance cost for stuff up there? And he said, we haven't had any vandalism up there. We have vandalism in our city parks, but we don't have anything, we haven't had anything up at the trailhead. Because I was curious, like, how often are you replacing the toilet lids from people going up
the
there?
The nice thing about the pitfalls is that there's, you know, sinks to get bashed. Yeah. Water guns get smashed.
Just hand sanitizer.
They're concrete prefab structures that drop on spot.
Nobody wants to go around anyway.
Brandon did due diligence, and I believe you said Kaysville has somebody that cleans them for $15 an hour, like all their toilets or something like that.
Yeah, so if you went through the email, and it takes like, so they pay a kid $15 an hour, and they only clean them during, I think it's like, March to November, and so the other times they're completely locked down, and with the auto locks that they have on there, it's not like they have to go up there and like check anything. When I went up there a couple weekends ago, they did have like a little portable toilet that's just sitting on the pad right outside the restroom.
So the winter months, they put a porta potty up there.
Yeah,
that's what we've been doing at our parks, city parks too. When we winterize them, we put a porta potty there.
Yeah. And with the pit vaults, you probably wouldn't need to do that because you're not like trying to keep that place heated so that the lines don't freeze and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Why did he say that they recommend doing flush toilets? Didn't you say that they recommend it?
That's what Jeff was recommending.
Oh, not this guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Supposedly the cost for if you put power but just sewer alone would be astronomical to run sewer up there. That would be very cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Which is why Troy's recommending the pit vaults.
Yeah.
But I just was curious why Kaysville City was saying they recommend flush. I mean,
yeah, I don't.
It was less expensive for them, but I just wonder if there is another reason that.
I think Jeff was just trying to. I think that in his mind, the more robust the restrooms are, the better. And but I think that logistically getting the sewer up there, it would be really expensive to do that. So.
And then he did say on top of the county being willing to cover 50% of cost, that then maintenance would fall on the city. Mm-hmm. So that is something to think about as well. But maintenance sounds pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, talking to Kaysville, basically their maintenance costs, and this is with like the flushing toilets and everything, was the toilet paper and then the person that goes around cleaning the restrooms. And he said it's like 30 minutes per restroom.
So I called and talked to Cole Stevens, their parks director, and asked him on their trailhead that they have. And I said, I'm thinking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
So. Being a vault, I mean, you have to get it emptied once in a while, right?
They use an enzyme it might be a once a year service where they have to come pump it, but even that might not be. We had one that, so Island View Park, before we redid it, it was a pit. It was a a drain field. It didn't have sewer connected to it.
Hmm.
And that when we remodeled the park, we connected. Funny thing was, we were getting charged by the South Davis Sewer, a sewer
for field. The connection fee.
Oh, geez. But we never had a sewer. We never had sewer up there. And it took us a while to figure out when, you know, we started having plumbing issues, and the company we hired to come, I said, you're not connected to the sewer. And I was like, well, we pay a sewer bill. Anyway, they ended up cutting us a deal when we connected to the sewer because they owed us like 20 years of paying the sewer bill. But yeah, there was a drain field, and we never had it pumped for years and years and years and years. It just went into a drain field. And I don't know if that's a possibility, that rather than just being, maybe they want it contained in the pit, which is just a concrete vault, so yeah, nothing leaves. But then there's drain ones where solids settle, but then water filters out through the soil 12 feet down and kind of drains out underground.
I bet you can't do that anymore.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm guessing not, and proximity to the creek might be an issue.
Yeah.
Because Troy was saying that we'd have to have a drain field for the parking lot, that they don't allow you to have the drainage from the parking lot go into the creek.
Oh, yeah, because of oils and, that's true. We have, so there is drainage up there for the dike area that they created and everything that does all go down into the creek, but it's all natural rain flow, no oils or asphalt or issues like that. So, yeah, that's true. They won't let you put asphalt storm drains into fresh water.
Interesting.
So on the proposal, we can go through this now. I think, is there any other questions before we jump into this?
Did you email this, or is this new?
This just came through this afternoon. I have not emailed this out, but I will email it out.
You just build a retention area, so all the water from the parking lot drains into a retention area, and then it soaks down around the Big Five, you see those big deep areas. That's what those are. All their parking lots drain into those, and then it slowly percolates down into the ground, and that way it's not putting oils and things into the
supposedly better.
Yeah. Gives it a chance to filter through the ground before it gets to wherever it's going. a well or a Great Salt Lake. Or
not the lake.
Not the lake. That's why it's so dry.
Doesn't make to the lake. Yeah. Yeah, they said that most of the phragmite sucks up all the water that's coming off the mountain before it ever gets to the lake.
Yeah, so as far as like the site prep and stuff, so Troy just based it off of the 25,000 square feet. So when you're looking at the proposal, you'll see the 25,000 square feet, which is about, what did he say, 60 stalls, something around there. So anyway, just keep that in mind. If the site did grow, then obviously, and this is just a reference point for us to look at. So we understand about what we need to be looking at to get this project to go forward. So site prep, clear grub, and then grading, you're in this ballpark, 58 grand. Paving, about 100 grand. Concrete, so this is just going to be all of your curb and gutter work. There's probably a little bit of flat work where the by the restrooms, 73,000. And then you've got all the, this is just for the prefab restrooms. So that just comes out, it's a precast deal, sets in place, you're done. And then we've got labor, material, and the equipment and stuff. So I don't see the other line items that he was talking about in the email, but.
Bountiful City had bought one of those and put it out by their little pond, Bountiful Pond. It has a prefab pit toilet out there.
That's what it is at the Wilderness Trail Park trailhead.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you guys ever get a chance to go up to that trailhead.
So theirs is not flush toilets, but they're...
No, you can get the precast ones with flush toilets.
So we budgeted for one last year that got cut out for the community park down by that little pavilion on the west side.
Uh-huh.
We've already stubbed off the sewer and water there for a prefab. Well, and we put one at the top of Island View. Island View is a prefab CXT bathroom.
Yeah.
You do the site prep and the plumbing, and then they bring the building in and set it on, and you just connect everything.
Yeah.
That was about 120 for that one up there, 120,000.
Yeah, and if you saw this unit itself.
But I think the pit type toilet would be much less, and you don't need to have a. We put a little bit bigger closet in between the two, and I bet there's simpler ones that are cheaper.
That's what this is just that
simple
CXT whatever, and with the pit vault, you're looking at about 90 grand. So all in, you're about 322. And we can get some more details if we want to break this down further. But I think this is kind of a good reference point for us to have in our minds that we need to start trying to figure out how to come up with these funds for this infrastructure.
Well, ideally just half, so the number is actually a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if we could still get in this cycle, the grant cycle at the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grants. They have one that's specifically for parking lots and restrooms.
That would be awesome. Again, I think that's where our committee kind of falls short, is the grant process, all of us are like deer in the headlights on that. If there's somebody on staff that can help us put that together.
I've done several. I can check that out and see. I've got one in right now for shade structures and park benches for the pickleball courts.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to check. You are limited to one grant. You have to finish that project before they'll let you, they'll award another grant for another project, but maybe this is different because they're different grants. This one, like I say, this, I think they just last year started two or three new grants because they used to not fund infrastructure stuff. They only funded the actual bike park or the actual pickleball courts or the actual, ATV trail, but now they have a special grant that's for the stuff that's, the parking lot, the bathrooms, the lighting, site lighting, the signage, things like that. But whereas before, the grant money would only pay for the actual recreation facility, not any of the infrastructure around it. But so let me check and see. It might be May 1st might be like the deadline to get your application in.
Probably turn that out tonight.
Are these grants through the Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation?
Yes. Yep.
Because exactly. I noticed they have people here that you can book time with one-on-one to mm-hmm. talk about the procedures too.
They have a whole department. I went to
this. Is Kate Bradshaw still involved with that or no?
She's not on this list.
She was one of the reviewers though, the grant application reviewer. Yeah. So she has some pull.
Well, that's why Bountiful was able to kind of work through some of their deals so quick as well, because Kate was really helpful.
She's on their city council or something?
She's their mayor now.
Oh, she's their mayor, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it seems like she was like part of that. I don't know what her day job is, but maybe it's there, the state must be. But anyway, yeah, we could. Does it say infrastructure, outdoor recreation, infrastructure grant?
Let's see, outdoor recreation grant, OHV, youth education, recreation, restoration, infrastructure. That
infrastructure,
must be it, right?
Yeah, check that one. And it's just.
And that says now open January 12th through March 13th.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Tomorrow.
So,
you might really have to turn it out tonight.
Tomorrow. It's due tomorrow.
Me? Yeah. Well.
Well, that sucks. I guess we can.
It's a long process.
We still need to push forward. Yeah.
And I think the idea that Brandon and I were thinking, and specifically I'm thinking, is that we show up to a city council meeting during the open session and say, hey, we have put in the footwork. We know per Jeff Euler, Davis County will cover 50%. We're looking at this amount currently. This is what we want. This is what people in the city want, is more access, more trails. In order to get more access, more trails, we need a restroom and parking per city and also county.
And so, Forest Service.
Then Forest Service and county.
Is there any way we can get on the agenda for April?
So I have to check with the mayor because he's the one who sets the agenda. Rather than you guys coming to the public comment session where the council really can't interact with you, I highly recommend that we try to get in a work session where we like have y'all come before city council, sit down for half an hour and just present this, right? Be able to show, like...
Can we schedule an hour?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, but I'd have to work with Mayor on that, and I can certainly reach out and talk to him. I'm not sure. I just don't know. We've got so much stuff. Like, we have... This month is insane when it comes to budgeting, and we've also got the City Council's top priority is getting through the general plan.
Sure.
Which has been, right, like, a long time coming, and so... I can certainly try to get you guys on the agenda as soon as I can.
A working session, whenever our earliest convenience, would be fantastic.
Okay.
We have not had any, like, FaceTime with City Council, kind of like a one-on-one working session. I think that if they saw what we were trying to put together...
I mean, even presenting the trail plan briefly...
Yeah.
Showing the highlights, like, this is what we would love.
If we could put together a conceptual, that would be really great for the application. They love it when you have a, you know, conceptual plan. So, and I think we could do a cheap one with Mike Smith's help. He could with his GIS map, we could put on the map where, you know, a footprint of what the parking lot size would be like, you know, what the where the restroom would be located, and kind of, you know, give it a picture, someone can visualize, okay, this is what it would be like.
Troy might be able to do something like that, too.
Oh.
I don't know if he can do that, like, in SketchUp or what they use, but I'm sure that he could.
Well, if somebody else has already done that.
If he's willing to do it,
I'll reach.
Then that would be amazing.
I'll reach out, too.
Yeah, I mean, that helps.
He's
with,
already given us this. Maybe he'll be able to throw together a quick. Because he was looking at the map with us when we were talking about what we wanted. He's like, oh yeah, there's plenty of, like, him looking at the map, there's plenty of space for the retention pond, there's plenty of space for. So,
yeah, if you could just drop a conceptual plan that we could attach to the application, and then also use that when you meet with the City Council, let them visualize, this is what we're thinking. It would be a great asset to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, to the ATV area, to the... the trail, the Dual Creek Trail.
The amount of human waste there's going to be phenomenal.
But yeah, just I think that really helps when you've got a picture they can look at, visualize it, and then I can get Mike Smith to help me. They usually want a map of your city and where it's located, and then a conceptual plan, and maybe even sometimes they want a larger map of your county, where it's located in your county. The more you can say it connects things, the better chance it gets. And I think this is ideal because you're providing a restroom for both ATV users and walkers and bicyclists. And the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, there's a lot of effort on the state's part to make that a better, improved corridor that everyone can use. And so I think you've got a strong... case, yeah, to get a matching grant, and you know there's that's enough. If you've got the county and the matching grant, there you go. And the city agrees to maintain it forever.
Well, that's the big one. He did say the city with understanding the city will maintain it.
Yeah.
We also talked about rerouting the Flag Rock Trail in Centerville. He gave approval for that. I have a rough outline of where it should go, in my opinion. I'll walk it one more time, and should be ready to present. I've had two pairs of boots on the ground. I have a buddy that loves to walk and dream with me. So, but the goal on that is to make it more user-friendly, because currently it goes straight up, lots of erosion. And as much as some people like that, my desire is that Grandma and Grandpa could walk it, because it's more walker friendly. Could there be bikes on it? Yes. Is it made for bikes? No. That's where I'm rather blatant. I'm like, it was never a bike trail. We can make it multi-purpose, but kind of how Mueller Park is done multi-purpose for bikes. If you go out on their trails, they're bike trails, but they're multi-purpose. This would be multi-purpose hiking trail.
Yeah, it'd be like Sunset, where it's like definitely a hiking trail.
Yeah. Bikes are welcome, but the emphasis is on just greater accessibility and getting rid of the erosion. Jeff was all aboard for it. He gave me approval to go ahead and figure it out and then start cutting. So
That's great.
He also said, with the easement in mind, because they said, we talked about easement, and he also said, you know, honestly, they'd probably just get the land to Centerville. So if we put in the work.
Of the trailhead, the parking lot bathrooms, is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh, on the flag trail.
On the Flag Rock Trail.
Oh, wow.
Because Davis County owns a significant portion of that. And that actually ties in, because it's just on the other side of the creek.
So I imagine they would maintain ownership of the property where the parking lot bathrooms would be?
That one, I don't remember what he said. I would assume so.
I don't know that it matters. It actually kind of works better that it's theirs right now.
My understanding was that if we're able to figure out the infrastructure and everything, and we could put it up there, yes, we would maintain it. But my understanding was that he was saying that they could just deed that over to the city. Yeah. So we'll check with Jeff on that.
I don't know that they want ownership of liability of it once the city is maintaining it and it's
right.
City
and that's what I was thinking is it's kind of a one-off for the county to have that piece up there. So.
My grand desire is a Centerville City Wilderness Park, and that would be one step closer, because we have the piece that the city bought, has it been 2 years now, Nash's property, you know, the ATV park that they sit on, and slowly but surely connect, which would save you on the hillside forever, as long as we, you know, talk with the city and get them to also set it aside as a forever thing. But anyway, sorry,
yeah.
I digress a little bit, but
it's all connected.
Yeah, it was great meetings, really great meetings.
I'm really interested in seeing your proposed trail. Is there any way, how could you share that with us?
Where was that at? When we were on the call with Jeff, did you?
I did, but I have one that I walked. So I have a better one.
Okay.
I don't want to sidetrack you from this, but. Where the new city water tank is, that meeting that we thought was virtual but ended up being in person.
Oh yeah.
The city has hired an environmental rehabilitation consultant company that's going to revegetate it all and make it all back to natural, and they would like work with the Trails Committee on developing a trail from the road that used to be the private drive up to Haddad's.
Mm-hmm.
The city's now owns the first part of that up to where the new water tank is.
Okay.
Past that, it's still private up to their house.
Yeah.
So from that will be a public access from now on, that we could be a trailhead that goes up below the water tank and zigzags up from the side of the water tank up to Firebreak Road.
Okay.
So it could be another trail access point to the Firebreak
Perfect.
Road that would be, and this is one of the Trails Committee's help in marking
Figuring out how
to make the best connection between Haddad's Road, old driveway up to that, on the city's now owns that property. And then once you kind of have that in place, that'll help the environmental landscaping people. They're going to plant and hand water stuff and, you know, do erosion control for a year. They're going to pay people to go up and keep things growing, and they do this in lots of places all over. And they said that actually
they do Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon, don't they? Like that they're involved with that somehow.
It sounded like they are very, you know, very expertise in this. And she was even saying that a lot of the Wyoming sagebrush that's growing on the mountain can't start it and grow it up there now because the temperatures are so much warmer than they used to be, that you can't get them started. Once they're established and they're mature, then they can survive, but you can't. So they actually are taking other native species and plants that can survive hotter, drier temperatures and using those on these rehabilitation projects. I learned a bunch that was there. But anyway, sounds like a really good thing. And so I have maybe we could pull it up on there, a Google map or something. But anyway, I just want to get your input on what would be the best route to cut in a trail from the new bottom of the tank, water tank, up to the Firebreak Road.
Let's see, who was that? Who did we get that email from after
Mike Carlson is who has coordinated and hired this consultant. It would, so the city got a great grant for building the new water tank, and it included restoration of the hillside after the construction. So after the construction company's done, this other company will come in and help restore the hillside.
That's not it.
And you're just wanting a walking path from basically the bottom of the tank up to fire break?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it is a little bit of steep area there. They will probably take some switchbacks and.
I'm kind of curious. It's my love right there.
Sure. I'll get that, I'll see if I can find that information, and then we can map that out and send that back over to Mike.
Yeah.
Because I know that because it was interesting, Jeff Euler was saying that there was a nonprofit organization that was really getting involved with, like, preserving the entire hillside in Davis County. And I don't remember the group's name, but I thought that it was the same group that
it's
you were...
It's a breakout chapter of... Is it Friends of the Canyons? Is that it?
She said they have lots of volunteers that help with the work they do.
Yeah.
So. Well, because someone reached out to my buddy because he's over a scout group about your site and putting a garden on there, like
our site,
natural garden, a water tank site.
Oh.
Let's see if he'll respond.
Any other questions before we move on to the next items on the agenda on the Dual Creek restroom proposal?
So what are action items on this then?
On the restroom proposal, I think really what we need to do is we need to get that working session set up with City Council. We need to go through our trails proposal with City Council and then really talk about that infrastructure.
I already have the email in. It's already off and on.
Check with your friend, was Robert, that could do maybe a conceptual plan.
Jeff.
Troy. Yeah.
If he can't, then I can get with Mike Smith. We can put something together.
I emailed Troy, so hopefully, and he's been pretty responsive on just getting us information. So I hope we'll hear back from him tomorrow. The only other two items I had on the agenda for tonight were just talking about the eMoto stuff. Jeff was pretty passionate about that, and I do believe it's something that we need to start working on and coming up with some standards. I don't think that we really have anything for off-road restrictions for the eMotos right now. Talking to Jeff, he really kind of sidebarred and
passionate.
Tangent, like, went way off on it. The county, Jeff, is trying to put standards together that is countywide. So it's not, hey, Farmington has these restrictions, Bountiful has these restrictions, Centerville has something different. And I think that would be awesome if we can all come together and figure something out. So I have reached out to Farmington. Jeff said that the people at Farmington had some really good verbiage, and I haven't seen that come through yet, so I'll reach back out to them and see where they're at with that. But I think that's something that we need to work with City Council, because that's not really a Trails Committee deal. That's more of a city issue. And I know that when we met with Val and the gun range people, and we had, who's our new chief of police in there?
Alan Ackerson.
When he was in here, that was another thing that was brought up a number of times, was just the e-motos. So
because the city just passed an ordinance
for our city parks. So we
yeah.
Right, and I saw that came out in the newsletter.
So I'm working on signage. I was talking with Alan today of the wording of the signage we're going to put in all the city parks, but basically anything motorized, electric or non, is not allowed past the parking lots. They're not, no golf carts, no scooters, no e-bikes are allowed past the parking lots in city parks. And then
I was wondering if the language is broad enough. Does it already include Hillside? It would only include city property, right? But is it broad enough that it already includes the Hillside?
I
wasn't thinking about that when it came through. I was thinking about people, the problems that we've had with people
riding. It wouldn't because I would think the ATV area would be allowed. Anything electric, whether it's e-bike or...
It would probably be allowed in that area, but there's a lot of trails up there that are hiking trails or non-motorized vehicles.
Yeah.
The
Bonneville Shoreline Trail is one they've tried to really protect from motorized vehicles.
Yes. I mean, the reason he brought it up, well, one of the reasons, is that he's seen destruction of the hillside from it,
mm-hmm.
as well as the trails that are getting put on with BST. And I see it too. It drives me nuts, to be honest. But just super destructive. And then there's the legality issue. No headlight, no taillight, no brake light. And they're on a motorcycle.
No driver's license.
They can call it an E whatever they want, but it's a motorcycle. And they're cruising around, going mock plat on the streets, which is...
Yeah. Yeah, I saw one on Florida West going 30 today, and in the bike lane. And I was like, there's no taillight, nothing.
He was hoping that in this process of wanting more trails and more parking, that we could all come together and have some grand idea of regulations that would be uniform across the county. Mm. And so he said we would tell our liaison about it, because that's definitely a city council thing.
Yeah.
That he would love to come together and have a common set of rules, so when they're being enforced by the county specifically, then it's not, what is the rule in?
And I think Farmington put something together that was pretty robust, because they're having so many issues at the farm with the e-motos.
Are they okay with just the assist, bicycle assisted?
Yeah, it's a totally different classification. Okay. So, yeah.
I would think that's not a problem for, they're basically the same as a mountain bike, just,
Yeah, the
class threes are pretty robust. But class one and twos, I know the Forest Service has delineations on the classes.
I have seen those. The signs seem kind of confusing.
A class three is essentially a motorcycle.
Yeah. Yes.
The problem is with a class three, they're so torquey that, they'll tear the trails
damage,
really
yeah.
quick. They really do.
So it kind of just needs to be only pedal assist mm-hmm. type.
Yeah.
But, even on the... even on the details of if it has pedals, cool, we can wave it by. But if it doesn't have pedals, you're on a motorcycle. Electric motorcycle, same difference as an electric car.
Right. Well, and I think this the motorized approved motorized area, Firebrick Road and the Bowl area in Centerville is that would still apply the same. It was just yes, you can ride your e-bike or whatever on Firebrick Road in the Bowl area, but any other trails it would be off limits. Yeah, but
we did create the definition electric micro mobility device.
That's right.
We were very proud of ourselves for coming up with that, which encompasses e-bikes, motor assisted scooters, motor driven cycles, electric personal assistive mobility devices, for example, Segways, electric unicycles. Apparently, there is such a thing.
Oh yeah.
Self-balancing electric skateboards. Yeah, we'd have to.
So
I think
no segways in the parking lot.
No segways in the park. Wow. I know.
What am I going to do Saturday night?
All my segways. I don't know. Find me an electric unicycle.
Right around the parking lot.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Okay, so yeah, we would have to look at doing something.
The only other item was just the trail maintenance. So we need to go through and really identify some of those areas that are needing the trail maintenance, and then we need to put together a plan of when we're actually going to start doing those maintenance projects. You know that huge hole that we filled in last year?
Yeah, it's partially bad.
Yeah.
What? How?
Erosion.
Oh. It's right by the bridge. under the Jurassic Dam.
I could borrow a mini axe, Bruce. I could probably take care of that pretty quick.
It took us about 3 hours last year to really feel that thing.
We shoveled pretty good.
Yeah.
Mini axe moves too slow. We can drive the backhoe up there. It can go 50 yeah. miles an hour.
I don't know if you'd get a mini axe in there.
I don't think you could on either side.
I think it's all got to be hand, just because that one section up over the rocks.
Yeah, and I think it's like we might have to look at how to put in some water dips on that section of trail, just so the water for sure doesn't get to the bridge.
As far as the maintenance projects, I would like to have somebody really kind of put that on just an outline. Just put together list of dates, list of trails that we need to get the maintenance done on. I've got the bike team asking for 2 dates right now for trail maintenance projects. And then we've got some other scouts and stuff asking for additional projects. So if I can have somebody help me put that together, and then we can distribute that, that would be huge. So
The next month and a half is really the time to do it too, if we're talking about like picks in the ground.
Yeah.
It's gonna turn to concrete by May.
Yeah, and the bike team wants to go up, I believe it's the end of April, 2 different days, end of April-ish, to get some maintenance days in.
What is the consensus on, I don't know what we call it, it's not named, the trail under the gun range?
I think it's called, just the single track trail?
Yeah.
Okay, that is something that we do need to discuss, and I'm glad you brought that up, because whoever has gone up there and hand dug all those jumps and stuff.
There's jumps then?
Oh yeah. I rode it today, and in fact, my Sheree almost launched herself off of a jump because she wasn't really paying attention and thought that it was the trail and had to slam on her brakes and was almost at the lip of the jump before she stopped. So we need to go up there.
We should probably put that one on the list.
We need to do that one pretty, like, immediately. We need to go up there and probably just
knock
everything down. Yeah.
You're saying this is under the gun range?
Yeah, so from the V,
it's a really nice trail.
Coming down, it was pretty good single track, and we put in a couple of berms down at the bottom that really helped, helped out.
Yeah, the reroute that made the gun range at me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now somebody has gone up there. I'm assuming it's some kids that have just gone up there and started to put these jumps in. They've really done some damage to the trail, though. We need to go up there and really knock everything down. And
would that be a good project then for them?
That project itself, when I saw it today, I was like, this needs to be done probably this weekend. I'm thinking we need to jump on this one. Like,
I work this weekend.
Immediately. I might just go up there, ride my e-bike, take my little portable kit, and start doing some hammering. So we'll see what happens. But, I would like to get that one done before our April projects.
That's a good one. The V could use a touch up. The switchbacks that go up to the V. And it also.
That'd be a great one for mountain biking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd also suggest getting rid of one of the switchbacks and just extending it out.
Which one? Which?
The trail directly under the V from gun range to the V. There's like 3 switchbacks to actually get up to the V that Mike and the cross country team put in. 3 years ago.
The one that comes off of that single track trail that's just off of?
Like right at the top by the gun range, by the porta potties, the trail breaks off and goes up to the V. And the cross country team runs it every year for La Jolla Run.
How long is that?
I don't know if I'm.
Maybe an eighth of a mile.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But to dig it well, to dig it much more aggressively so it holds. and get rid of one of those switches, so you just have a longer switch, and then it's less likely to cut.
I'm not following you where it's at, so. I pull up Trail Forks, but I don't know why it's so horrible on my computer right now.
Trail Forks. I find that's all you need.
Let's see if it works.
And sort of.
Oh, yeah.
It's short and sweet, but
yeah,
it gets eroded endlessly. So that would be an easy one that we could rally like a scout group on. That would be a really easy one for a scout group.
Okay.
How are the mountain biking trails doing?
I rode Easy Cheesy today, and then the Viking, and then those switchbacks back up to BST, the single track section, and it was all like, I was really surprised when I was on Easy Cheesy and the Viking. Yeah. I was like, wow, these have really held up good, and they are in really good shape.
Okay.
So I was
need for maintenance on those.
Mm-mm. I was pretty stoked about those.
What about is it tight lips, the one that runs in between?
I didn't ride that one today.
Okay.
That one seems
to be holding really well.
All those trails in that general area that are just below the road have done really, really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been pretty excited about how those have been.
It's by Cheese Park.
Yeah, let me see if I can.
Okay.
Sorry.
Trails up there.
The thing, that's why we need the map template and signage. I mean, some of those could use to be made smooth. I'm a sissy rider, man. Like, if there's too many bumps in the road tossing me left and right, I just want to get the flow. So I think just having been on them, some of it could just use grub work to get a couple of big rocks out of the middle of the trails.
It seems like it's in
Cheese
Bountiful.
Cheese Park is Bountiful.
So this is north of Cheese Park?
Yeah.
That Easy Cheesy is just below the Firebreak Road, right? It looks like. Just west of it.
Yeah. So everything that is, so this is the V, like right up here, and the gun range, and we rode today over towards Cheese Park, it's right here. So the boundary is, yeah, I think, kind of in this area.
Pages Lane-ish, yeah.
Yeah, it's back a little bit, but anyway, so Easy Cheesy is down here, and then once you cross the road, it goes over to, so this is Easy Cheesy, and then you cross here, and then this is the Viking, and then there's these couple switchbacks that go back up to Bonneville Shoreline Trail. But everything that's down here, and this one here, this trail you can see is this dash line here. That one's called Tight Lip. And all these trails that have been put in down here or, you know, kind of widened and maintained a little bit, they are in really good shape.
They seem like they're holding up pretty well. I haven't ridden them yet this year or around.
There's not like a ton of, I think that when we were working on them, they were pretty narrow. We widened them, but I think that they didn't get, you know, dug too far into the hill. The slope's been really good. There's no areas where it's really been washed out, so I didn't ride the lower section where you can kind of, there's some switchbacks that go down a little bit lower and then below Tight Lip and then kind of come back into it, but everything else has been really good there.
They say that the soil up there percolates really, really well when they
does.
When they did the study on erosion for, you know, what the mountain bike park that we tried to do years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The study came back that everything percolates really well. It doesn't erode or wash out. It's really sandy, granular, that even heavy rainstorms will just soak right in.
And my memory says there's only one that's fully washed out. I can't remember the name of it.
Well, there's this thing that was like this, I don't know, looks like a ditch that was put in at some point in time. Somebody went up there and hand dug this. This has some erosion, and I think some kids have tried to ride some stuff down here, but the one that goes across, I think it's about right here, tight left.
That one's in good shape.
This one's in really good shape, and then it just connects over here. So.
That's fun too.
Yeah.
The one that switchbacks down and loops back up to it, that was in good shape last time we were there too.
What was that?
There's one corner that could be redone.
This is the one that had all the rocks in it?
Yeah, it's on the south, the south corner of it.
Mm-hmm.
It got rutted out pretty good, I think.
Okay. Dig a look at that one.
What's the name of that one?
The Orm.
The Orm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to do, I might be able to get away for part of Sunday, if you want to throw some dirt on Sunday. I gotta see what my little guy's up to.
Okay.
I should be able to throw dirt on Sunday.
I'll let you know.
Sunday is my day for throwing dirt.
Love it.
And then, I mean, the question is, I don't remember what Lindsay said, but as far as like wagon wheel could use to be treaded.
I don't think that she had any issues with
the existing
right? stuff. So we just need to go up there and maintain that stuff that's already there.
So I can look into it more because I know I would love to do some maintenance with help on Paris Creek proper, because some of the switchbacks are getting pretty eroded and we just need to go in and help.
Yeah.
I put in water bars a couple times, but they're hasties, so they only last a year or two.
Are you talking just that section from the parking lot up to?
That needs a complete reroute, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, that thing.
We should talk to Lindsay about that one.
No, above that, from BST up to, like, the first flats.
Okay.
And then, honestly, from the first flats up to the hang glider takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sheree and I did some tread work on it, and it's held up really well, but there's more that could use to be done.
Okay.
But yeah, I can put it together. I can show you some places on maps, too. Just highlight it on the map this evening.
If we can just get an email circulating, and that way we can get everyone, because I'm sure that Mike's probably seen some stuff that needs to get worked on. We just need to get a list put together, and I need some help doing that while I'm chasing some other things.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, two other things real quick. I haven't heard back from Bryce on the email thing, and I would like to get that. We were emailing the... Did you see that one that came back?
So are you wanting something that anybody could email to the whole...
No. So what I'd like is for Mark to put this together. So for when we were on the board for the bike team, mm-hmm. Mark went and got the
Google Workspace stuff and domain and all of that.
Yeah, he got all that stuff. So all of our emails were Brandon at vhsmtv.org or whatever. The thing that's what I'm trying to do here is get it so that we all have an email that says at Centerville Trail whatever, mm-hmm. right? And then we can use the Centerville City logo in our email signatures so that people know who we are. when we were sending their email in the Forest Service, and then we had to email, is it DWR?
Yeah.
For, because they said, hey, you need to reach out to DWR to make sure that there's no wildlife impacts on the trails that you're proposing. And we're trying to get a meeting set up with them right now. But one of the gals responded back and says, hey, who are you? Like, what are you, I just feel like there's this random guy reaching out. And it's like, we have to explain who we are. Oh, Al's on the committee. Brandon's on the committee. And this is what we're trying to do. And then it's like, oh, okay. And it's just kind of embarrassing. Like, we just need to figure that out. We have a lot of documents that are kind of floating around in everybody's email. And if we had it all set up, we could all put it on the shared, you know, Google Drive. And that way we all have access to it. And we're not losing maps. We're not losing documents. We're not losing all our progress, because trail members kind of come and go. And we need to have something that's solidified. So we're not.
Is that something I can just go ahead and do, or do we need city, like?
I don't know. Bryce said to put pause on it, but
he didn't give anything else after that.
But I think his concern is with the email. I wasn't aware that you were looking at putting together a shared Google Drive. To me, that's a separate issue. Have you raised that with Bryce? Did Bryce also say put a pause on the shared Google Drive?
Well, I think that Bryce's pause on the email was that I was originally trying to say, hey, look, if we're, I know we're volunteers, but can you set us up with an email?
Yeah.
And that was like,
you've been told yes, and it hasn't happened. So that's where it's like, okay, cool, go ahead and get it to work.
Maybe we can.
So if we had something else where it wasn't like, I don't know what the risk is for the email if we set it up through Gmail.
I don't know what the state's concern is either. I actually while you were raising this issue, I just pinged Bryce because he was the one who said push pause. So we put it back up on his radar, like, hey, where are we with this? So let's see what he comes back with. But I think that the Google Drive issue that you're raising is a really good one. I mean, it is a separate issue. I would love to have all of the documents together in one central location.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the city, I have no idea what the city's internal mechanism is to try to store those types of documents. But if there is such a system.
It'd be Jennifer, would if there's anything that, you know, need to be saved for the Trails Committee.
Yeah, does any other committee or any other city agency have such a repository, a place to put their stuff? Is there, like, does the city have, in my firm, we have a T drive, right? Like, where everybody can put stored documents. It's like it's shared, a shared drive. Does the city
there's
have
a
such?
There's a common for all the city common drive, anything that you put on the anybody.
You have to be a city employee to be able to access the city common drive.
Right.
And that's why I thought that if we did something separate, like had Mark set it up for us, then it would just be the Trails Committee. And we can at least share all of our information and keep everything in one spot. And
that would be super helpful.
It would be super helpful.
I don't think, let me just put it this way. I don't think there's anything that would prohibit us if we wanted to informally create such a Google Drive, right? Like, let's do it. It would be, in my view, better if we could put it on some kind of a city system so that we have an official house for it as opposed to an unofficial home that's.
And I think that's where Bryce's concern is, because of we're volunteers and security and, you know.
Well, and it creates potential grammar issues for the city, and then it's maintaining documents. And I mean, I can see where there are potential issues, but I'm just saying, like, for the informal purposes of keeping stuff together, I don't think there's anything to prohibit us from just creating one for now, right? And then we could figure out if we want to move the documents over somewhere else later.
The Trails Committee had a Gmail account that I think Mike Remington had set up for a long time, didn't they? Didn't they have a Gmail?
No.
The CentervilleTrails@gmail.com or something?
No.
Ask Mike, because I thought he did it years ago. I thought he, because they were getting, so the Trails Committee was doing guided hikes, and it started out, they were going to do one hike a week on Saturday. And it got so popular that they ended up doing 5 hikes every Saturday, and then they kind of downsized it because they just couldn't keep up with the demand of these guided hikes. But at that time, the signups and everything
they had worked with recreation, so people could, they were free, but they did have to sign up. You know, they'd have to go on this recreation, just like you sign up for recreation class and sign up for this guided hike, and you were going to meet at 9 o'clock, and there was going to be a trails committee member there, and he was going to show you what the Dual Creek trail was, or where it was, and show you some points of interest on it. And they had the Sunset Trail, the Dual Creek Trail. There was like five of them, five different trails. Anyway, but at that time, I thought my kid had set up a Centervilletrails@gmail.com. It was kind of like a that all the trails committee had access to check that email. But anyway, you can check it out and see if that still exists or not. But.
And I don't, me personally, I don't think that that's very productive to have one email address that's shared. I think that it'd be more beneficial. But yeah. Okay. I don't think that I have anything else to go over. So. Any other issues? Any other items we want
to? You know, it might have been Denise. It might have been Denise Cox. Now I think about it.
Oh, that was a hot minute ago. That was like the first time I was.
Her dad started the Centerville Trails Committee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Denise's dad. Funny. Austin. Mark Austin. Was it Mark? Mark Austin.
How long ago did the committee start?
It was like 2015, I think. Okay. So there was a Parks and Rec Committee, and then on the Parks and Rec Committee, they had a trails representative, and things got to where, hey, you know, we have enough to just keep a whole committee busy of just trails issues, and so that was kind of broke off from the Parks and Rec Committee, broke off a trails committee, and then a tree board, and then a cemetery committee.
All right. If there's nothing else, I will make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second that motion.
And that's Al.
Yes.
Say your name. So
Al Phelps.
Al Phelps seconded that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. The meeting adjourns at 9:09.
9:09. Awesome. Thanks.